are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, everyone. Hope you are amazing and your last week was fun or restful or at least interesting. And if not, I wish that for you this week, that your week be just how you want it. I had a great time because I got to spend time walking and the weather calmed down finally in California. Some of the parks are still closed, but so much better. I went with my fantastic Camino hikers and got to spend some quality time with my sister and my husband. So overall, a fantastic week. You know, I want to share that so much of what we do is who we are. And when I go on my run or on my hike, it's so multifaceted. I love my runs, even if it's a 5-minute run. I know, 5 minutes. Just recently, I did a 5-minute run. And well, the goal was 5 minutes, but it actually ended up being 16 minutes. But I had said, I'm going to do at least 5 minutes. The sun was coming up in my neighborhood, and I was running towards my house. And as I always do, I passed the local church on my street. And the church itself is pretty ordinary looking. It looks like a rectangular box, but it's got the most amazing tree out on the front. I love those trees. And as I'm running, I pass this section each time and it just fills my cup. You know, the sun hitting my face, the fun music through my AirPods. And recently I started listening to I Am Woman by Emmy Melly, and it got me feeling so invigorated. And I just get out there and I tell myself, my thought is, I'm a runner. Even if it's 5 minutes that I run, that's who I am for right now in this moment. That's my identity. And, you know, we take on this identity. It feels so right. And the reality is that we're the ones that put all these rules and all these, you know, restrictions on ourselves. It's like 5 minutes isn't enough, right? Why 5 minutes? But the reality is, as I finished my 5 minutes, in my mind, I was thinking, I'm a runner. Yeah, I did a half marathon last year. So this year, for me, it's a new year. That was in the past, right? I can enjoy the memory of it, all of that, but it's in the past. Today, I ran a few minutes, and I will celebrate those minutes that I ran because that makes me someone that does. Baby steps, baby steps. The simplicity and the beauty of it really creates so much energy, an atomic amount of energy in my mind in these small amounts. And when they're paired, when it's duplicated and repeated over and over and over again, practiced, whoosh, you become such good stuff. Anyway, I'm so jazzed. So I'm really excited about this topic today. And so let's dive right in. I want to talk with you about what I call atomic thoughts. And I want to start with what I've created it to mean to me. And so I've never heard the term before, but I created it because it's so appropriate for me. At the base of what we do is a thought. But we don't think much about our thoughts. We don't think about what we think about. Today, I want to change all of that. I want an explosion to happen in our minds. I want to unravel it and give you the tools to create atomic thoughts, which are incredibly powerful sentences in your mind. So atomic thoughts have 5 main components. They're simplified, generally small and clear, but they can be long in actual length. They're just simple. They're very powerful and drive our emotions, drive how we feel. And we know that our emotions move us to act or not act. Atomic thoughts are energetic in that they call us to act and propel us to feel the energy. They are ours. And last, and really the most important to me, is that they're true. We cannot fake these power sentences. They feel right and true at our core. And this is why I created my system based on this concept of truth, Veritas. And what I love about atomic thoughts is that they provide the vision for what we truly want at our core. And most of the times, they're not automatic. And this is very apropos, right? And so before I go deeper into the atomic thoughts and how to work them, I have to say that there's a gorilla in the room. And that gorilla, I know, weird, right? Well, there is, and it's there, and it's a big distraction. And what it is that it's the motivational triad. Our natural instincts as human beings, we instinctively do three things. We seek pleasure, look to avoid any pain or discomfort, and we want to be efficient. We want to do what we did yesterday because it's automatic. We want to fall into routines and take the easy road out. Our brain is very efficient in this way. And in some instances, this involvement of us has been very helpful to us, but not so much when we want to accomplish those goals that we just worked on or the commitment to stay on our project weight loss and lose whatever is weighing us down. It's like we're swimming upstream. Trust me, I understand. I understand you. And it's because I understand that I want to do everything in my power to help, irrespective of the gorilla in the room, irrespective of the stuff that comes back at us. I want your project weight loss to be successful for you. Thinking the thought that failure is just the omission of an expected action. Well, then we just want to make sure we act in our true best interest and not with our primitive brain and our motivational triad, the gorilla in the room, right? So I want to pause here for a moment and ask you about last week's episode. What powerful questions did you ask yourself? Because this is important and is relevant in that it helps us stop and consider what we're asking ourselves unconsciously and what we're answering by default, right? That motivational triad that moves us, right, to unconscious living. And this is such a fundamental first step because by knowing what we're asking based on what we feel or believe, we can then start to do the important work of asking why we're believing this, why we're feeling these things, and why are we asking ourselves these questions that don't serve us, right? Then we move to ask the beautiful, beautiful question of, is it all true? These questions that we ask ourselves. And I'm just recapping some of what we talked about last week really quickly, but it's really important to us to start with the powerful questions, the unconscious questions. And you know, from this awareness, we can pivot, and we do, to this important space of asking, okay, what's the answer? And even though our brain moves us to the negative aspect, we say, well, I don't know what I want, but I know I don't want that. So let me tell you that I don't want that. And we go on to tell this story as if it's a fact, when really it's just a sentence we say over and over that we truly believe. But you know what? Many times it's not true, not really true. So we have to clean that all up so we can access our true desires, our truth, because you are the one that is in charge of your brain, in charge of what you believe. So I want us to do this mind audits on ourselves. I want us to clean it all up. You see, doing an audit of our thinking gets us to really ask what's important to us. And that's why goals are so fun, especially during this time when the year has waned and we're starting to set back into old patterns that may not be serving us. Because you know, what we are creating is a new identity when we're challenging ourselves to think differently. And so that's why it's challenging, because there's cognitive dissonance where our mind is fighting our mind because we have thought the negative thoughts based on our negative questions over and over and over again. But there's also this thought of insecurity. And even if and when you attain it, the goal, the thing there is that you start feeling an imposter syndrome of, I got here, but can I really do this thing, right? Or it's a fluke. We second guess ourselves. And all of this, I want it to lessen. I want it to subside. So let me ask you, what's weighing you down? What baggage do you want to lose? Okay, whatever that is, we have to create a new thought, an atomic thought that will get you there. But there are so many competing thoughts for your attention, right? Distracting you from what you really want, from removing that baggage. We have so many questions and so many thoughts throughout the day. Trust me, we have a lot of thoughts going on in there. I had read that the National Science Foundation published an article in 2005 where they summarized research on human thoughts per day. And they found that there was an average of about 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day that people thought. And of those thoughts, 80% were negative and 95% were exactly the same repetitive thoughts as the day before. And here's the thing. I'm not really that sure about that data. The Googles also say that Fred Luskin from Stanford in 2006, so a year later, is said to be attributed to this data. But many folks quote it, including me, but I actually couldn't locate the journal to actually read it and review it. So, but let's say it's possible. So I'm not going to dispute it just because I couldn't find the original abstract. But what I did find was that there was a study that was done in 2020 by Julie Tsang and Jordan Pompink, published in the article of Nature Communications. They were using fMRI scanners, and they found that we have an approximate 6,000 thoughts per day, right? So not the larger 12 to 60,000, but 6,000. So either way, it's a whole heck of a lot of thoughts. And wouldn't it be great if we could override some of these thoughts with underlying powerful sentences? Because thoughts are really just sentences in our mind. You imagine overriding them with automatic thoughts, right? Our big driver. You see, we carry some form of a sentence in our mind of we're not enough, we're faltering, we're not good enough at our jobs, we're not successful in our weight. I have no time. I'm so fat, so unattractive. I don't have enough money. If I could just have one drink, but no, here I go. I can never finish something. These thoughts, you know, 6,000 thoughts, those are such common automatic thoughts, right? That if we could stop them and replace them with new atomic thoughts, how amazing would that be? And you see, I believe we can stop and replace them. And to me, the very first stop in creating our atomic thoughts is to be in awareness of them. And that's why a thought audit, which includes the questions we ask ourselves regularly, is incredibly helpful. And many times we say to ourselves that we don't know. And I've said that. And that is okay. We can ask, just like when we were thinking about the questions in the back of our minds, we can ask, what emotions am I feeling on the regular? If I can't find that atomic thought, or if I can't find what I'm really thinking, I can ask, what am I feeling, right? What are the top three emotions? What do I do, right? What's my behavior? Am I overeating, right? Do I overspend? What do I do against my own will, my own back? What are my main beliefs? So when we start asking some of these questions, we then start finding some answers. And these answers lead us to find what thoughts are driving us. Then at this point, we can pivot to ask the same questions, but change them to what we want to feel, what we want to be, believe, do, and have. And you know what? I want you to love your reasons for what you want to feel, what you want to be or believe. And here's where it starts to get good. And I know that it sounds so easy. I speak about it, and well, it's not that easy because of so much of our own BS, really. But there is a way, which is something I want to pull apart a bit today, and that is how to get there. If you can't find your atomic thoughts readily, or they're not realistic for you to believe, start out with creating a ladder thought. A ladder thought helps us create a bridge to get us to the power sentence we want. So what are these ladder thoughts? Well, think of rungs on a ladder, or think of a bridge. We can cross it to get to the other side. We have to climb those rungs to reach our destination of our creating the thoughts that will serve us. So I've given this example in the past about my arms, but I will give a different example this time, the structure of my face. You see, I'm at a healthy weight and I have a round face. And so when I smile, my face looks, well, round. So let's go back 6 years ago when I had 80 more pounds than I have today, than my current weight. Well, if I told myself I absolutely love my round face, I'm beautiful, an extraordinary person, well, that would not be very truthful to me because I didn't feel that at that time. It would be a big lie because I definitely didn't think it. But if I told myself, I'm learning how to feed my body better, how to feel my emotions thoroughly as the observer of them, and I'm learning that my thoughts are not always true. They're stories, sentences I tell myself. Then I can start telling myself a new thought that I'm not quite there, but I'm open to this idea of learning new thoughts to tell myself. I'm open to believing someday that I'm beautiful and an extraordinary person. I can tell myself I'm open-minded. I can believe that. Then next week, I move to the next rung and I say, I can learn and believe new stories about me and how I look. I can write that new thought down and repeat it. Look at it. I can repeat the thought. I'm learning to believe that I'm beautiful and extraordinary. Then I can decide what the next rung will be. The sentence can be, I'm improving. I'm starting to get good at this thought. I'm improving in my belief and my thinking about how extraordinary I am, how worthy I am. Then I start to move to that next rung. And again, repetition, practicing the new thought. Then on the next week, I move to the next rung with a new thought. I can believe that I'm beautiful. My face is part of me and I can be an extraordinary person. And then the next week, I can start with, I have a beautiful smile. I am kind and I am an extraordinary person. And by the way, I totally believe that last thought. And then the next step really is just to create small, decisive actions to back up that thought. What do we need to do on the regular to make that thought a reality? Decide to think differently. Believe in your deepest of hearts that you got this. And then we do it over and over. Just like we think that thought over and over, we create the habit over and over, creating the new neural pathways to think the atomic thought and do the daily small tasks, the 5-minute run that will get us to the big run, the hike across the mountains, to get us where we want to be and who we want to become. You see, we many times think that willpower is the key, and it really isn't. It's in the small daily habits that get to the cause, to the root of what's weighing us down that makes all the difference. And you know, I read this quote and I just loved it because it's how I feel about my face now. And this is what the quote says. If you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. So come back to me here if you stepped away with your thoughts for a minute. You see, the problem is not what you look like, not your failures, not your disappointments. It's not being overweight. All of that is a manifestation of the something that is weighing you down. The true problem is that we are underfeeling. And guess what fuels our emotions? What fuels our feelings? Our thoughts. And I want you to sit with that for a minute. I want you to recognize the power of your thoughts. Such a game changer. We can create the habit of thinking atomic thoughts. Thoughts that help us take our new daily actions and feel the emotions as they come our way. We address the cause and then the rest is so much more doable. Willpower becomes almost irrelevant, less of an issue. And through all of it, we can be gentle with ourselves because what's so beautiful about you is your humanity. Me too, I'm human. I make mistakes on my podcast, my accent, my quirky laugh, my podcast picture that looks a little funny to me and beautiful at the same time. My face structure is round. So when I smile, you can really see my round face. But guess what? To me, it is a beautiful smile. And so all of it is A-okay. It's okay. It's all good because I'm human and so are you. So we can be kind to ourselves for our humanity as we move to make our new atomic thoughts habitual. And you know, I love this so much because when we do this work, when I do this work with my clients, we work on uncovering it all. And it's such great work because at the end of the week, I send them my reflections and I give them what I heard their atomic thoughts to be, their words, their power. I write them down for them and they can try them on for size. Some have used them as affirmations. Some have put them on their bathroom mirror to look at them. And some just read them for the week. They are their own words, their own emotions, their own visions and commitments of who they are becoming. And it all creates these new atomic thoughts, their new truths, veritas. So for this week, make the decision to believe in you. Make the decision to get at the root of what is weighing you down and start the process of changing it. Start the work of creating your new atomic thoughts and commit. And so just like the power questions that I gave you last week, I want to share some atomic thoughts about you. So here we go. I'm extraordinary beyond belief because I'm kind, I'm smart, and I'm competent. Money is easy and I'm capable of making lots of it. Other people are allowed to do and be who they are, and so am I. I am lovable, and so is my partner, my friend, my mom, my fill in the blank for you. I am so worth having a healthy mind, body, and spirit for. Love is always the best option for me. And this one I really like too. My life doesn't happen to me. I have the privilege of creating my amazing life. I am here alive and well in my mind. My past is gone and my future is so incredibly bright. And here's one courtesy of Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was. I am not my mind. I'm the watcher of my mind. I am exactly as I should be because the universe doesn't make mistakes. My path is the way, the process, the experiences, not only the destination. I can stay on my food plan effortlessly by feeling my emotions and practicing my daily atomic thoughts and new habits. I can live my best damn life because I'm so amazing. And on that note, I will leave you with the words of Buddha. The mind is everything. What you think, you become. Have a beautiful week, everyone. And please share this podcast with your loved ones.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.